Welcome to the NDB Sunday Show with me, Christine, and former Interpol ambassador and security expert, Mr. Andy Mashaili. Welcome, sir.
Good morning to you, Chrissy, and to the viewers of this great show.
Sir, after all the evidence that we have heard at the Bart Langer Commission and Parliament's ad hoc committee, may I please take you back to the very beginning, to the man who started it all, the KZN Provincial Police Commissioner, General Nhlanhla Bakwanazi. How do you feel now about the revelations he made that day when he called the press conference?
Chris, in as much as a lot of people who didn't understand what he was doing were criticizing him, I looked back and said, is there substance in what this man is talking about? I sat in front of my TV and asked myself, is there substance in what you're saying, Meneer? And I waited for him to have his day before the Mazanga Commission and before the ad hoc committee. And I was not surprised, Chrissy. He was able to substantiate the little that he dished out on that Sunday of pain and Sunday of stress or Sunday of depression for many of those that came up against him. And fast forward to today, when I look back, I realize that we needed Hurricane Mkhwanazi to destroy the bastions of ignorance and organized crime and organized syndicates and people who have immersed themselves in on the criminal justice cluster, particularly law enforcement agencies and the NPA. I am yet to verify from an analysis and a data analytic the deep involvement of the judiciary. I am expecting that Hurricane Mkhwanazi and the investigators would yield, as they have shown up to so far, the investigators, to yield more so that we can correct the three elements of the criminal justice cluster: law enforcement, which is policing, and the NPA, which is prosecutorial, and the yeah, I have worked with Ntantam Mkhwanazi, worked with him like he was in and the head office of SAP, and I was a chairperson of the Gauteng Provincial Community Police Board, and ultimately became the spokesperson for the National Community Police Board. I am a strategist, a security strategist, by profession and by practice. We were writing the community policing strategy for the police 2015-2019 with the general, the former general, National Commissioner General Ketaf Tol. And before that, I have spent a lot of time at head office ensuring that there is cooperation between the police at national level and the communities at national level. We attended a budget vote speech in parliament, and Ntantam Mkhwanazi was the acting national commissioner. Chrissy, we were having, after the budget vote, we were having dinner there, helping ourselves, the clinking sounds of the knife and the fox on the plate, and obviously, as the acting national commissioner, he gave a short speech, or he gave a speech in support of SAP-Saving had been granted that X amount of money for the operations of SAP. And he was standing there in his short sleeve shirt, fully pumped up like you have seen him. And he said, I'm a police officer in the speech. I will arrest any of you who commit crime. Now referring to the politicians, the clinking sound died instantly. All of us looked up to him. I got such a fright, Chrissy, and I was thinking, you, this man is brave. How can he say this to ministers who are here and the politicians And fast forward, a few months later, 2 if not 3 months, he was removed as the national commissioner, and many other things went down. Thereafter, he was sent home for about a year or something like that. And I had never had communication with him since that time in Parliament after the budget vote speech. And when I look back, Chrissy, at what he meant on the day in Parliament, the Minister of Police was not Tim Tetwa. I am sure also when they look back, they realize that he really meant what he was saying. Him having a taken on the minister didn't start on the 6th of July and the investigation. He did warn politicians that when you do wrong things, I will come after you because I am a police. He would be...
Sir, what inspires the general to be so brave?
If you have a man who has gone overseas to extract South African officials and also help the president of Haiti from a safety point of view, Bertrand Aristide or something like that, in the middle of the coup, the South African government says, Ntantam Kwanazi, you are the man who can lead the operation into Haiti. Bring our leaders and please bring a President Aristide for his own safety. And he goes there in the middle of the Gabon, breathing fire in on Haiti, those who were executing a coup. And he goes into Haiti and he comes out having had hot extracted President Aristide and our own officials, government officials. I think I don't need any motivation to say this man and what he's doing now from the press conference, this man has a little thing that is inspiring him. I look back and say, this is the man who, in my view, I think should be commanding law enforcement forces on the ground. He should be the head of law enforcement agency in South Africa, meaning the SAPD, the South African Police Department, that is rendering law enforcement services to our people. I think honesty, integrity, the welfare of others, the discipline that he was brought up. You can tell that this man was brought up by the parents who were very strict. I can tell, you can tell when he talks. This is a man who comes from an upright background. This is not a man who hunts power, who chases power. You and I can tell, you and I can testify from what we have heard in the social media around the country. This is a man who behaves in such a way and manner that that power chases him, that all the good things chases him. If he's a Christian, you would say this is the man who understands Matthew 6:33. Look for him and his kingdom and all others will be looking for you. This is a man who is a man of upright standing, who all other things follow him. I don't want to say he's a saint. No. He's a man like me who has his weaknesses. I look at the 90% of the goodwill in the man, and I will judge you based on your 90%, not on your 10%.
Now, sir, the general has huge public support. People are calling for him to be the next national police commissioner. They even want a public holiday named in his honor. If you could advise the president to appoint him as the national commissioner, would you do that? Is he fit?
From that day in 2011 in Parliament, when he was the acting national commissioner, after coming out straight to say, I'm a police officer, any of you who commit crime must know that I'm not wearing this uniform as a mannequin in one of those shops that we used to go to, you and I, Chris, sales house. I'm not a mannequin wearing uniform wearing on the shop of sales house. I am a police officer. When you commit crime, I will come after you. I was inspired, let me tell you. I said, this is the man who can make friends with me. This is the man that I need as a friend. And I will tell the president, just using that example to say, this is the man that the country needs. This is the man who has what it takes. For the fact that on the 6th of July, many years down the line, the man stood up and said, it's not going to go on. What I'm seeing here should not go on. And what have we unearthed from his utterances? We saw the Mazlanga Commission coming up to scratch. We saw the ADO committee being established. We saw him, how he delivered his evidence at the Mazlanga Commission as well as the ADO committee. And I would say, Mr. President, you challenged the general to bring substance before you. He has delivered, among other things that he has unearthed, would be the confiscations of cars belonging to Mr. Maumela. And we now see Mr. Cat Matala being in prison. And I'm sure in the next few days on Wednesday, we will listen to Mr. Matala unpack some substance, some meat to the bones when the ADO committee visits him in Pretoria. It is also important that, Mr. President, when you are seated there, you consider that those who need morale, those clean police officers, those who are inspired to do what is correct, would need a person like Ntantam Khanat. Am I saying General Masemola is not fit? No, that's not what I'm saying. I am saying, for the fact that you have a five-year contract, to look at a man who would understand and introduce new systems that are effective and efficient. I am looking at the efficiency chart performance of the sub-F driven by General Ntantam Khanat. Only from the 6th of July, I am sure I am happy. Those who understand policing and experts out there would say, yes, the efficiency chart has gone on an upward trajectory, Chris. From a cost-benefit analysis, the benefit is showing to be hugely piled up against the cost that we might be incurring as government from funding him, as we are told that people have a problem with the nature of the budget that was given to the PKTT as well as the vehicles. I would do the same. The president would not be incurring an unnecessary cost when he appoints General Ntantam Khanat. This performance of General Khanat just after July press conference, we have heard what the witnesses have said. The recordings of Mr. Matala listening to Brown Mokgosi banging his head against the wall and Charles Kaffin, FC Charles Kaffin, actually putting it that he's a liar, and even Justice Mazlanga coming out to challenge Mokgosi when it comes to respecting oath, which is what we need. You respect oath so that the rule of law should be maintained. So these are the offshoots of what General Mkhwanazi has said by going to the honestness and staring the honestness. And the honest are on to wrong people. And we are seeing it in the ADO committee and in the Mazlanga Commission.
Now, Acting Police Minister Feroz Khachalia has repeatedly criticized the general for the way he went about it. But he hasn't said what else he should have done, how else he should have handled it, considering he had already exhausted all other avenues.
I will not blame the minister. It is his right, it is his space for him to defend his department when one of the members of that department goes against the conduct, the expected norm. I have great respect for Ntate Khachalia. He's my former MEC in Gauteng of Safety and Security while I was still a young gentleman and being a member of the Community Policing Forum, leading up to me and him working on the National Anti-Corruption Advisory Council. And by the way, Chris, I'm a counselor from the Gauteng Ethics Advisory Council in advising Premier Lesufi on ethics and anti-corruption. So I have had a long relationship with Ntate Piero Catalia. I would have done the same thing that Ntanta Mkhwana has done. And this is not in any way or manner aimed at disrespecting the acting minister. We will disagree with the minister when we think that the result that Ntanta Mkhwana has put on the table, given what has come out in the Mazanga Commission and in the ad hoc committee, is assessed and weighed. I am definitely sure that if you and I were to sit with the acting minister of police and say, let us look at the result before the July 6th press conference and post the July 6th conference in terms of the arrest, in terms of the arrest of Mr. Katiso Molefe, in terms of the shenanigans that we have picked up from the JMPD, and also realizing that there was murder in on what Brigadier Mkhwana and his rogue team have been unleashing on the people of Ekurhuleni, and listening to the evidence of the head of communications, Kilebogile Thipa. All these came to light because General Ntanta Mkhwana chose to go unconventional. I have respect for General Ntanta Mkhwana because myself, I am a man who's unconventional. So I would understand exactly that this man does not only play chess, he's good at playing chess. That is Ntanta Mkhwana. And for your for your information, Chris, I have challenged General Ntanta Mkhwana to play about 10 games of chess. He indicated to me that, yes, he does play chess. So I have challenged him some time back to say, I would like to play 10 games of chess. Let's see your moves. Let's learn from your moves. Let's also share what we know. I have also learned that he's also a disciple of Sun Tzu, the author of The Art of War, and the book that was written 2,500 years. When you understand what strategy is about and you have read The Art of War, you can see General Ntanta Mkhwana's move. Unfortunately, the ones who are talking against him and are making a whole lot of allegations against him and many other things cannot be able to understand or to comprehend how is he that he is winning at every can, at every move. Look, he wanted the minister out of the way. The minister is out of the way. And Christy, I can tell you, the minister is definitely not coming back as the minister of police. The president cannot afford to have the negative publicity that goes out there. I think one of the reasons why he has decided to step aside, the minister himself, as we heard from the SG of the organization, the ANC, when he would go into the house campaigning, people don't see you as a member of the ANC. They will be seeing you as the minister of police who has a cloud hanging over his head. So that would be negative publicity, and that would take away some points in the campaign of the coming local government elections. So long story short, or as I close this response, the minister, acting minister Professor Catalia, has his right to go that way, but the tide is up against the minister in terms of those people who really want to have General Ntanta Mkhwana as the national commissioner. And by the way, I understand why people would want General Ntanta Mkhwana up there. Do I want General Ntanta Mkhwana to be the national commissioner? Based on his performance, I would definitely say yes. I want people who understand that we want results. We want consequences management, and consequences management here would be informed by the objectives that we have set. And what are those objectives? Crime prevention, crime combating, and crime detection. And most importantly, arrest and prosecution of those who commit crime.
Now, if he became the National Commissioner of Police, would you expect a big exodus of police officers linked to crime cartels?
Definitely. I know for a fact that when you have a person like Ntanta Mkhwanazi, those who are of ill will by themselves, one, walk away. Two, they will coalesce themselves into a unit that would be fighting against you. And knowing Ntanta Mkhwanazi, having it seen that he is a strategist from his simple moves, I'm definitely sure that none would want to join alliances in the organization to topple General Ntanta Mkhwanazi. Let me cite an example. I worked with General Zwandile Petros, who was the provincial commissioner of SAPS from the 2010, up to 2013. Mzwandile Petros would push the major general and the deputy provincial commissioner to yield results. He would push them in the provincial crime combating forum. We would sit in that hall at Parktown, and he would be phoning the constables in the 22 policing precinct called Cluster. And the constables would not know who is this person calling. He would pretend to be a constable self and say, "How is your station commander performing? I am in a van now. I want to find out." And the other, those constables would think that they talk to other constables and say, "Hey, our station commissioner is a problem." And by then, that station commissioner is sitting with us in that provincial crime combating forum. And 142 police stations by then. And you would say, "What is he doing?" And those police officers, "Hey man, this guy is frustrating us. The cars are not on time." And from there, you would say, "Hey, thank you, man. You have relieved me of the problem that I was experiencing." And put the phone down and look in the eyes of the station command. I saw men sweating. You would see a man taking off his cap, wiping off the sweat. And General Petros would say, "Explain that to me." And I know for the fact that many of them had sleepless nights. So when you have a person like Ntanta Mkhwanazi, I foresee, based on the experience that I have with a person who has almost the same personality as Ntanta Mkhwanazi, I'm definitely sure people are going to sweat, or people are going to take early retirement packages. And those that are coming as aspirants to being divisional commissioners, to being deputy national commissioners, I can tell you, many of them are going to be on the straight and narrow. So I know for a fact that a lot of people are going to feel uncomfortable and they're going to leave.
What about suspended Deputy National Commissioner Shadrach Sibiya, General Sibiya? Do you think he would stay?
I think the relationship is irretrievably broken down between General Ntanta Mkhwanazi and the Deputy National Commissioner. Also, the relationship is irretrievably broken down between the current National Commissioner and the Deputy National Commissioner. I don't think General Sibiya and General Masemola, whatever the outcomes of these two commissions or the court processes, let's assume that my brother Shadrach Sibiya wins in court and goes back to work and he has to sit in a meeting with General Masemola. I don't think that relationship will make him comfortable and or will make the National Commissioner comfortable. Now, fast forward to your question again. I don't think those two gentlemen can sit in the same room after the allegations, after many things, after we have learned from witness A, B, and C in the SAPS space, let alone witness D from the EMPD, who spoke about murder involved in all of these shenanigans. I don't think General Sibiya will sit.
Somebody who has been very outspoken against the general is forensic investigator Paul O'Sullivan. What do you think is his agenda, sir?
Mr. O'Sullivan operates from a limited sphere of information and knowledge in the matters of the South African police services. I am referring specifically here. There is a big difference being in the organization like Ntantam Kwanad, having the ability to establish teams that would investigate. In this instance, leading the PKTT, the difference between a man like Ntantam Kwanad, who has first-hand information, and a man like Paul O'Sullivan, who has second-hand information, who gets fed information by by sources inside the organization. Do I want to say dubious sources, or do I want to say respectable sources with integrity? I don't want to say that, but I would be forced to say that given the interjecting or the interference that we have seen from Mr. Paul O'Sullivan in police operations, I will congratulate him when he has unearthed wrongdoing and wrong behavior that has led to the arrest, prosecution, as well as incarceration of individuals who he has identified as criminals. But up to so far, I don't know of any person who was identified by Mr. Paul O'Sullivan that has led to a huge number of criminals being investigated now. I only know that he went guns blazing against the late Jackie Silibi, and he successfully dethroned, for the want of a better word, General Jackie Silibi. And I congratulate him for identifying crime in that area, crime in that space. I would want to say he has what it takes to do good. And I would actually advise him to join forces with General Ntantam Kwanad in advising General Ntantam Kwanad and targeting those who are alleged to have committed crimes in the country, in the neighboring countries, those people who are importing drugs from Nampula in Mozambique, those people who are working hand in glove with human traffickers from other parts of our continent. I am definitely sure that Paul O'Sullivan can be put to good use by government in the investigations of drug dealing and all these other networks. I respect him for what he can do. I would urge him once again to join forces with Ntantam Kwanad. I am expecting him to see the good in Ntantam Kwanad as opposed to those who are pointing fingers at Ntantam Kwanad. And those individuals have brought little substance to the table as compared to Ntantam Kwanad.
Now, sir, I don't know the end game of the general, where he is going with all this. Are you confident that he will succeed in whatever he's planning?
Let us review his performance. Let's do a performance appraisal, you and I now. The minister being suspended, he set the target that this minister must not be in the state because he is interfering in police operations. And we have seen the president suspending the minister. That's objective number one that he had set. He has achieved it successfully. So, number two, he wanted the president's organization, the ANC, to speak to the step aside rule in terms of the integrity commission, and the integrity commission successfully having had listened to the secretary general saying the minister has voluntarily stepped aside. That was objective number two of Ntantam Kwanad, successfully achieved as a result of the allegations and the evidence that has been put forward. Objective number three, he wanted Mr. Kate Matala to to be quick, to be questioned on the murders that we have seen, the cartel movement and the cartel criminal activities and the illicit gains that those who are associated with Mr. Matala have benefited. And we have seen that translate into the Special Investigations Unit unearthing crime worth 2 billion rand from the Tembisa Hospital. And that's point number three in his performance. By the way, on a scale of 10, that's 10 out of 10, we have seen the recovery or the confiscation of the assets of Mr. Angwali Mulaudzi, who is at the top of the Tembisa Hospital shenanigans. We have seen General Ntantam Kwanazi setting up a team that would be in the language that you and I can use, in the language that would provide evidence, credible evidence. We have listened to the investigators turned into witness A, B, C, and D, and they were able to extract a recording, extract a confession, be it as it may or as you wish. And we have heard Mr. Kate Matala on those recordings talking about a number of other things. We have number five, we have seen General Ntantam Kwanazi being able to put evidence that speaks to the SMSs or the WhatsApp messages that were exchanged between Mr. Brown Mohoti and Mr. Matala. And we have seen Mr. Mohoti this week that has died. We have seen Mr. Mohoti speak to the issue of the SMSs, confusing himself, not being able to explain, telling us many other things that came into the picture. And we have seen the commission doubting Mr. Mohoti, which is point number six. Point number seven, excuse me, we have seen Ntate Cedric Nkabinde trip over himself, being chased out of the ad hoc committee, and most importantly, coming back to confess that yes, he knows who Mr. Mohoti is. He has also confessed that the minister knew Mr. Brown Mohoti for some time, and that working against the minister, given his much appearance, that said he doesn't know who this Brown Mohoti is. That is also 10 out of 10. And number 8, we have seen Ntate Ntantam Kwanazi raise the issue of Ekuruleni Metro Police Department and the scandal of the blue light, and him having mentioned a specific person known as Julius Mkwanazi. And you and I can tell now that he mentioned that name so that that man must be investigated and suspended. And yes, General Brigadier Mkwanazi was suspended, which is point number 9, 10 out of 10. And lastly, we have seen the shenanigans that were committed at the EMPD leading to the murder of an individual, and the names of your Brakpan police stations coming into play, and a suspended person there being the head of communications for responding to one of my friends' questions, Mr. Jeff Wick, having it after one question that led to the unraveling on many of these things. General Ntantam Kwanazi indicated that some of the journalists are working hand in glove with the rogue police officers, with the rogue with rogue leadership. We have listened to that being clearly spelled out by Cedric Nkabinde when he said there was a journalist in one of the meetings where Mr. Paul O'Sullivan was seeking to dethrone or to block General Pasani and General Mukiba from becoming national commissioner. 10 out of 10, General Mkwanazi was able to register those successes. So if you and I a Christy were to be principals or teachers of General Mkhwanazi in a victory class, we would say he has passed with flying colors, a distinction. So long story short, General Mkhwanazi has been very, very successful. I am waiting to see how members of the ad hoc committee tear Mr. Paul O'Sullivan apart with questions, given his involvement as alleged in the leadership of gangs that were operating against Pathani and against Mutiba. And I should be understood correctly here. If Pathani committed a crime, fine, no problem. If Pathani committed a crime, when I say fine, no problem, I'm saying he should be arrested and prosecuted for that. But no man has got the right to say Pathani must be blocked, and they use a satanic way to block an individual, or evil way to block an individual from applying to become the national commissioner. Do things in a proper way and in a proper light. And I can tell, when Mr. Paul O'Sullivan goes to the ad hoc committee, sparks are going to fly there. Sparks are going to fly. And I'm waiting for Mr. O'Sullivan to take that opportunity to go to the ad hoc committee and explain his role in tearing organs or organizations or groupings that would be used against people, wrongly or rightly so, against people who would need an opportunity like anyone else. So I think this is also a feather in Ntantam Kwanaz. That would be cum laude, for the want of a better word, if the man were writing his assignment and was writing his thesis.
Now, sir, let's look at post-Madlanga Commission. Does all this mean that we will be that we can look forward to a cleaner, more effective, more efficient justice system?
He will definitely would have led to a situation, Chrissy, that lead to a better law enforcement agency, and as well as a criminal justice system. I am definitely sure, Chrissy, that the next week or the time post Mazanga would be an era where we are in a position to see and find law enforcement or the criminal justice cluster that is decent, that will be able to do the job that we want.
Thank you, sir. That was former Interpol ambassador and security expert, Mr. Adi Mashani, speaking to BizNews. I'm Christine. Thank you, sir.